Hello, this is Politibabble. We're back in the studio after our COVID break, so you can hear our beautiful voices grace your Politibabble podcasting websites. Not sure how exactly that came out. I'm Archibald Elliott, and as usual, I'm joined by
Sam Rowe
and Brisha Shaw.
Oh, yeah. Great to be back.
One take.
Wow. That was... I apologise if you just had to listen to that.
Especially if it's your first time listening.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That was rough.
If so, go back, listen to the first ones, yes. And then you'll be...
Don't feel like top. You have to. It's really not.
Listen to the...
You're not missing much.
Listen to the lockdown update. That one was my favourite.
Oh, yes, my what's it called? The voicemail.
Voicemail. Phone thing, yes. As I like to call it.
Yeah.
Speaking of lockdown.
Ooh.
Back at it with the fun transitions. Archie, how did you cope without seeing us?
Yeah. What was that like?
I was utterly distraught, obviously.
As you should be.
Yes. I must say I had more schoolwork piled on me than probably the previous half term piled together. I got about four times more maths work than I'd usually get. But, you know, yeah. I stuck with it, had some good fun doing it, as I do enjoy maths. Read up some more about politics, read quite a few books, and went on quite a few nice walks and runs. That's quite nice.
Archie was living his hot girl lockdown, Sam.
Yeah. Well, I doubt I had as many, like... platters of cheese and crackers or whatever Archie does in his spare time.
We won't mention that.
Lockdown was fine. Like it wasn't good, but I got through the work just about. Not very well, but just about. I did lots of reading, went on walks, it was good. Brisha?
Well, my hair is now three different colours, so
Brisha, why is it not red, white and blue? Why the hell?
Why doesn't it look like the Union Jack?
Because I don't want to die.
Unpatriotic, ladies and gentlemen.
I was originally just going to bleach the top of my hair, like the roots where it had like grown, because I haven't had it bleached in like a year. So I was I can do that. Like, how hard can it be? Then, you know, halfway through watching Black Panther, I was like, you know what? I'll just... I was watching it while dyeing my hair.
Absolutely. I understand. So, they do that in barbershops, yeah. I think. They just put Black Panther on.
So, and then I was just like, you know what? I'll just... bleach the sides as well, because that's something I can do.
All or
now.
Nothing. Yeah. Just go
and
for
then
it.
I dyed the sides immediately black because I looked like Slim Shady.
Well, if you do want an audio description from your resident colorblind person here, I actually only see two colors on your hair, Brisha. Some sort of purple with like reddish brown.
Yeah, at the top. And then what's the bottom?
It just looks like all purple.
Okay, and the sides?
That's the same as the reddish brown, is it? Not?
That's black.
Oh, that's black.
And then at the very back, there's some bleach.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
So
you know?
There's kind of like four colours in my hair.
Well, it looks like you did a good job.
I don't know why, but that was really sad to watch. It was like... That was awful. That was gut-wrenching.
I know, yeah.
I don't know why, but that emotionally has really affected me.
So here's our audio-described hair depictions.
Hair depiction or
can we do this
my
weekly,
hair?
Please? Yes. This is... I'm going to bring in a painting next week.
Audio description of my my nice little earrings that Sam made me buy.
Avocados.
Oh, very
yes,
nice.
My little I've never eaten an avocado in my life.
Never. They're actually pretty good.
But I have watched a video of, do you know the...
I've seen pictures. I know.
Have you ever watched those videos that are like, we asked 100 people if they've ever eaten bread, and then...
Hang on.
That's
I know this
not
is meant to be a political podcast, and we haven't started yet, but... What?
That's not like an actual video.
Sure, okay.
But like that's an example. They just ask like 100 people to like do something or say like their experience with something.
I suppose it's like the videos where they ask Americans to name place Europe on the map, and then they can't point to it.
Yes.
I'm really curious to see how you're going to tie this to avocados.
So one of the videos was like, we asked 100 people to cut avocados, and I was like, oh, you know, you just cut it in half, and then when you get to the stone, just like yeet it out kind of thing. Like, but loads of people were doing it in like really weird ways, and then like, you know, the professional chef came in and he like obviously did it the way I thought you would do it, and I've never even bloody cut an avocado.
There you go. Thank you for listening today. That's Politibabble.
Our cooking show is now complete. Do describe. We're taking over Gordon Ramsay.
I also started in lockdown watching lots of Gino DeCampo videos.
I'm sorry, I don't know who he is.
Is he the guy
who doesn't
from
do politics?
This
does he?
Morning, cooking. Yeah.
He was the one who said, if my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
Oh, yeah.
I think I know who he is, yes.
Good for you, appreciate.
But what, did you watch anything in lockdown, Sam? That's like worth knowing.
No, nothing as good as that. Nothing that comes close to people cutting avocados.
No.
Although I did watch, you know, people, like, you know, in America, losing their minds.
Oh yeah.
Actually going insane. That was quite exciting.
What, the purge?
Yeah, no, the purge. It was the purge.
Oh no, you mean the storming of the Capitol.
Right, yeah. that's what it was.
That was quite an important event, which happens during our sabbatical off off podcasting.
Sneaky little
our
holiday.
Hiatus.
How do we all, what are our thoughts on that fun little adventure for the MAGA boys? And it was mostly boys, but there were.
Did you see that lady who she had an onion in her towel and she was like dabbing it on her eyes and she was like, the police maced me.
Why'd you put an onion in the
The camera guy literally zooms in on the onion.
that is beautiful.
And she like says her name and like where she's from, so people have just been sending her hate mail.
People would go and they'd have their phones out and they'd be like, hey, what's your name? And they'd just give it, and then they'd just be like, and I'm here fighting for American freedom, and then the next day they got fired and were like, this is so unfair.
Because they're so bought into this idea that they're doing what's right. So
it's
they're proud.
Yeah, it's sad and scary, but it's also what was really scary was how easily they did it.
Yeah.
It did
quite surprise me how unprepared the Capitol Police were for
unwilling to fight.
If you see a protest outside, usually there's a police presence. Even our climate protests on Ireland, there's still unmarked police cars driving past, like the same car.
I didn't even know
the same car 3-4 times. So we see that police presence just to manage, just to check everything's okay. That's very standard for protests.
Yes.
You never see anything like this in the UK even. We look at London and House of Parliament, no one even can storm the House of Parliament because they're so well protected.
And this was arguably the most important building of the most important country in the world.
Who have almost more firepower than the whole... Their military is more well-funded and have their armed forces and the ability to push back protesters is more well-funded than the next four nations on the list combined.
It was bizarre. And I do think that if, you know... If it had been a different group,
we wouldn't know, but we can't speculate.
I personally would suspect that they would, because like you know, if you look at responses to other protests, there's been a lot more.
Yeah,
but I think they've
We as the Isle of Man Student Climate Network, stormed
the U.S. Capitol, they would not be like, could you please stop? No, okay,
guys,
well,
could you maybe stop?
Like there would be more,
but it was, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's a sad time.
I think, you know, the memes that came out of it were pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Like, all the things that were, like, top 10 people who could have protected the Capitol better than the US police, those were quite good.
And then it'll be, like, Mr. Tumble.
Yeah.
Singularly me, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Archie, you could have done a better job. Although, it's fair to say, like... it would be quite scary because all of them were insane.
It would be. They are. Yeah. It is quite.
Maybe
it's
that's
quite scary
why the police were
the
just like, you know what, have
Maybe.
Fun. Do you know what I love? I can't remember what dating app they were using. I think it was like Bumble or Tinder or something. And all these girls were like getting the protesters to send them pictures of those people storming the Capitol and then sending it to the police.
Yes.
This is why women should be in charge.
Yeah.
well, you know, I think if we go back to kind of what happens over our sabbatical, we've actually missed out. There's so much news that's just happened. So we hope you read it and we hope you enjoyed the news.
Speaking of news in America, Joe Biden's president now.
Oh, there's a new president.
Forgotten. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
JB.
The inauguration was something else. It was...
The outfits were iconic. Can we just take a minute to appreciate
that?
There
were some good outfits, but it was... I don't know. Like, personally, I know a lot of people...
Gaga was there? Lady Gaga.
Like, I was kind of, like, mouth open, like, the whole time. It was just a really... I found it quite a strange event, but, like, I was glad. I'm glad that Trump's gone.
I must say, I only watched...
The only thing good that came out of it was Bernie
Sanders'
mittens.
And
I'll stand by that.
I watched about a 5-minute clip of it after it happened. I didn't watch it live.
I watched all
I watched it live.
Walking in, and then I had to go to work.
Fair enough. I am unemployed, so I watched it all.
Yes.
And then, what else? Have you seen all the memes that are like, Barron Trump is still in the White House? Because he just wasn't seen on Inauguration Day.
Yeah. That is, it is interesting, though, because Trump didn't show his lovely face, which, I mean, I'm not complaining, but it is a deeply disrespectful thing and, like, breaks precedent with...
Yeah. I just have one question.
I thought it'd be... For breaking precedent, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm
all for new.
I mean, I'm also
tradition.
In favour of, you know, not inciting domestic terrorist attacks and peaceful transitions of power in democracy. But that's just me. Anyway.
That sounds like a you problem,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, honestly. That's
not,
just...
not a we problem.
No. I just have one question. Where was the evidence? Yeah.
Where, just generally.
Where is the evidence?
Where is the evidence, Archie? Tell us.
You know, I don't think I can answer.
No.
Because no. There is none.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But we have seen kind of the UK powering ahead with their vaccine program. I think
powering ahead.
They have actually done a relatively good job with the vaccine rollout.
The vaccine rollout specifically
I love how we have to like backhandedly compliment the government.
I think
at this
you
point.
Have to. Yeah, you have to. Even Archie as a Tory and like. Even like most conservatives I know in England particularly don't even try and say that the government have done a good job.
Yeah.
Or do you think they've handled COVID well?
It could have been better, Sam.
It could have been better. It could have been better. It could have been worse.
They could have actually gone and just started shooting people. That's true. They could have bombed Nottingham. Yeah, you're right, Archie.
Yep.
They could have napalmed Norfolk.
Yeah.
That's fully possible.
Yep.
They didn't.
But we didn't know what we're going into at the start of this pandemic.
Okay.
We've seen there's a whole lot of different strategies which could have been used, and in hindsight, in future pandemics, we may have done differently,
right,
and we may do differently. So it's a really, it's a really good opportunity for learning.
It is. Archie, it's a learning curve. Yeah.
This is like the third wave they're going through. So having gone through the first and second wave, you think they would have gone that didn't work the first and second time.
Should we change?
Maybe change that? No.
And I think also, if you compare it, and I know you'll hate me for doing this, let's compare it to other European countries.
No.
Poorer countries have almost universally done better. I don't know exactly where we are ranked, but we're one of the worst countries.
What for?
In regards
Way.
To it. All right, I want to get this right, because I know if I get this wrong, you'll be like, population density.
Oh, no, I'm just interested.
It's,
yeah.
I think it's... casualties or contractions of casualties of coronavirus per capita per 1,000 people, I think. I will double check that at some point, but it's we're up there, we're in the top 10 definitely.
Yeah, we are. Yeah
for bad
not
that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
we are I think it wasn't handled it wasn't a good job.
Yeah,
but it was the job that
Hang
we
on.
Were given.
It wasn't a good job. It wasn't a bad job.
It was the job we were given. Yeah.
So you're saying the UK government hasn't done a bad job of handling the virus?
They've not done it particularly well, and they've not done it particularly bad. I'd say it's a neutral response.
Even a C. Are you giving
C.
the UK government
yes,
a
I'm
pass
giving the UK
grade?
A C. Yes, a pass grade. Correct.
Wow. Okay. I disagree, but if we talk about this, we're going to get bogged down forever. So maybe we should move fast, quickly. Archie's giving the government
a C.
C for Corona.
I love man. You know, I think I'm happy them sitting at quite like an A at the moment.
Howie, my king, got us out in four.
HQ's done a good job. It's
three
like
weeks.
You know, an A on COVID, but a D on climate
everything
change.
Else.
Yeah,
we saw the new climate bill go through legislation last week,
and
which was just. Yeah. It just isn't...
It was disappointing.
It's a surrender bill, to use Boris's term, to the Brexit deal. This is the surrender bill to climate change for the Isle of Man.
Are we going to keep protesting, Archie?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Never
we'll
give in,
see us out.
Never
yeah.
something else, I don't know.
Were you just quoting...
Never. I was going to surrender. There you go. Never surrender.
Never surrender. We shall never surrender. Yes.
You patriots love quoting old...
We shall fight on our
genocidal
beaches.
Maniacs.
We shall fight on our streets, you know. Yeah.
Well, we can't find the streets because we have to socially distance. But we will fight in
our
homes
don't.
On the bed.
Yes, on the bed. and on Facebook, as it seems like a keyboard warriors.
COVID, your man, Captain Tom, or Sir Captain Tom.
Oh, yes, some very, very sad news. Yes.
Unfortunately passed away.
Did pass away. That was in the news
quite
a lot. It's interesting that types of people whose stories get picked up by media platforms.
Do you guys think it was fair that his family got to go and visit him while he was dying?
Oh, this is such a hard thing. And you know what? No matter which side we weigh in on it, the other half of the side are going to absolutely rag us for it.
It's just, it happened.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It was neither a good nor a bad thing.
It was a C. We'll give them a C.
Do you think, when do you think the UK will be out of lockdown, this lockdown?
This lockdown, I think sometime like before Easter time, maybe?
The way you say this lockdown is so ominous.
But I think hopefully stuff will be fixed after the vaccine rollout is completed in like October to November time.
Do you know the way people who don't get the vaccine are still going to like carry around the virus and all that?
Yeah, they are offered the vaccine.
Yeah.
If they choose not to take it, that's their own choice. I think it's not necessarily a wise choice. I quite like the microchips by Bill. Sorry, the vaccine microchips. I'm not anti-vax.
No one here is an anti-vaxxer. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
People who are anti-vaxxers are stupid. That's not all stupid
natural
people are anti-vaxxers.
Will get them.
Oh no, that's what's for sure.
I'm kidding, of course.
Anti-vaxxers, don't do it.
No.
You should educate yourself on reliable news and scientific data, not Dr. Karen from Facebook, who has a degree from a
University
Facebook
of Life.
Trump University.
Trump University.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's a thing. So.
It is.
And also, I'm just going to say, if you get your news source from someone called, who you think is called Q, no. Incorrect. Go back. Try again.
Try again and go to the Financial Times. I'd say it is very well researched and quite well sourced.
Sure. Go to just the Financial Times. Yeah.
Just
the
Sun as well.
Oh, see, and as we talk about Financial Times, the Financial Times Speak of the Devil has appeared on the screen.
China bans BBC World Television claiming
That must be old. That's old news, isn't it?
Well, that's what it says on the news.
Oh, UK reports. Oh, we just missed the statistic. A terrible amount of
Duchess of Sussex wins High Court policy claims against Mail on Sunday. I don't know which one that is. Is that Meghan Markle?
Yes.
Yeah.
The traitor to the crown.
Oh my god. You know, as much as I
despise
the royal family, and I do. I mad respect for Harry and Meghan for like just bailing.
I've always said Harry like, was I do, I have a mad lad.
I don't think they should receive any money whatsoever from the UK or anything. But you know what? They've run off to California,
and I respect that.
And that's what a mad lad move.
Respect the grind.
I want to get that statistic back up because it's.
I think you just missed it again.
Let's see the statistic come back up, but it probably will.
China
be bats scary
are claiming
high.
Unfair and untruthful journalism.
Oh, they banned. Oh, I thought they're talking about the China.
Okay,
the Ofcom banning it.
UK reports well over 13,000 new COVID cases in the last like week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. C grade, ladies and gentlemen. That'll get you to university.
But yeah, I think that it's a good point before that of the. China banning the BBC worldwide for in neutrality. Most other news networks are much more biased than the BBC.
Yeah, because obviously America has been having a little moment. Like I've been using American news service, so like CNN, and I've looked at Fox News. Obviously,
they're
don't
also
trust it.
Irregulated.
All sides are so biased.
But if you look at the BBC, people complain on the left that it's too right wing bias, and people on the right complain as left wing bias. So it is doing its job perfectly. It is supposed to be a neutral news network, and if the both left complains right complains left, it must be neutral, really.
There is some merit to that. I would personally, I think there have obviously been instances where it's shown bias, but compared to other institutions like the ones in America, it is
99%
it's much better.
Go BBC, we like you.
Well done, BBC.
Yes.
British Broadcasting Company.
Corporation. Yes.
What?
It's a corporation.
They changed it.
It's always British Broadcasting Corporation.
No, I memorised it wrong. It's a Mandela. I was literally about to say something and then Archie rudely interrupted me.
My apologies, yes.
What was it now? It'll come back to me in a minute.
See,
when
I'm just
finished recording.
I'm looking at news stories to quickly get something.
It was Duchess of Sussex High Court policy against the mail on Sunday. What was I going to say, Archie?
Archie, tell us.
I tell you. It's something about Meghan Markle, I think.
No.
We're over that.
It was probably a stupid joke, I'll be honest with you guys.
Well, should we start doing a joke of the week? Let us know. No. Tweet us at PillisBubble. Do let us know. Get in touch. If you want a joke of the week.
Tell you what me and Sam did today, actually.
What did you do?
Sam and I.
Very good grammar there.
As you lucky ladies and lads might know, it is Valentine's Day this Sunday. And we had to write...
We need to hurry the story up. It could sound really bad if we don't get it finished.
We had to write a pickup line.
I'm gonna have to Google them because I don't remember.
Mine was, "Are you a Rasputin? Because I go rah rah for you."
I don't get that, but you know.
Do you not know the song?
Nope.
Who's surprised?
That's gonna be our next theme song.
My
one was like, was it? No, I can remember this. Do you believe in love at first sight, or do I have to walk past again?
Okay, that one's
Fiona put quite a good one, because you know where there's the whole...
Also, hi Fiona.
Yeah, hi Fiona, my queen. She put...
sorry, Fiona.
"Are you from Tennessee?" And then just left
just
it.
Just
left it.
It was a pretty good one.
Well, on the front of music, my recommendation for kind of PillisBubble here is Sibelius' Symphony No. 2 in D major, 4th movement. It is a beautiful...
Beautiful blue
symphony. Did you? That's what I was going to talk about. Did you guys see the video of the guys who projected Boris saying he was a wet wipe onto the Houses of Parliament?
Yes.
That was quite iconic.
It was. And then, did you see the new Joe? I love Joe's political
Kiss
remixes.
Go
check them out on the.
I did think you were gonna say
on the Joe Politics.
Joe Wicks.
Joe Wicks.
Did you see Joe Wicks's hot take on Kiss?
No, but it was done to the
Jungle Book,
King
of Swingers.
It
was good.
It was really good.
It was good. It's been. They don't often do Labour politicians. I was glad to see Keir weighing in on the old musical scene.
Do you think they should do a new election? Because you know where they were talking about it, a leadership.
Do you mean
in the Labour
general?
No, a leadership.
So this was. Bear in mind, this was. I can't remember the newspaper, but it was one of the
dodgier ones.
Dodgy. I think it was like the Express or something like that, or the Daily Mail. So like, and not.
That's me shuddering.
Not a trusted source, but they ran a thing talking about how there were people starting to question in the Labour Party whether or not there should be a challenge to Keir Starmer's leadership. A lot of names were thrown around.
Diane Abbott's one, I hope.
Diane Abbott is absolutely going to do it. What I love is you take one interview on Diane Abbott and that's the villain.
No, it's not just one. I'll have to send you a video later. It compiles her best moments.
I hope Ed goes again, because I love that man. I don't. Don't worry, guys.
I think his brother was better.
Dave.
David
sure,
was better.
I bet you do.
I don't really like people called Dave anymore.
One of the names thrown out, I just double checked to make sure I was right, it was John McDonnell. I just thought, actually, grimace. He actually winced. It was like he was a vampire and I'd said garlic or something. It was like...
I winced at that too.
Yeah.
That's just because Archie literally...
Undead.
I forgot. I don't know if I told you that. This is so random. I drove past your house, Archie, while I was with Ruth, and she was like, there's Archie's house.
Thank you, Rusha. Yep.
It looks like how you'd think it would look.
Yeah. That's all we need to say. Our viewers know. They know.
If you know. Shout out to Ruth and Benjamin.
Benjamin, not a human being. A sheep, in fact.
Is a sheep.
But hello, nevertheless.
Yes. So I think, that kind of concludes our fun.
Why don't we go around and just say, like, one last quick thing? Because there's so much happened.
Something I just want to mention. Go for it.
There has been a coup in Myanmar. This is huge news. And I think sometimes, even on this, we tend to have, like, a Western bias. But this is obviously, for the people of Myanmar, a fairly big deal.
Yeah.
So I would just research it. It's really important. The military has launched a coup against a pro-democracy party that won the election in a landslide. Go look it up. Research Ed get educated because it's very important.
It'd be great to do a world news section. So yes. Stay tuned for that next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Right, you don't have to come up with anything else, but I just wanted to mention that.
No, don't worry. I'll go. I shall have to make a note to add some sub-Saharan African stories next week in the editorial.
Sam, you should have kept your mouth shut.
Well, I did it.
But I can now pronounce the name of, hopefully pronounce the name of my favourite African dictator, if that is possible. It is Felix Alfuert Boigny or something.
You whipped out at the last minute, Archie. I think we just had
it was going so well, and then Archie said the phrase, my favourite African dictator. Anyway.
He's a fascinating man, actually. He's very good at the start, not as a dictator. But, you know, anything else, Prisha?
If you ignore the dictator part, you take out the if brutality and the violence.
Like, pretty much everything about him, he's a great guy.
He wasn't very violent at all.
He wasn't very violent.
Dictators tend to run on an authoritarian platform.
In the first 30 years of his reign, yes, it was a one-party system, but he's actually very... The people actually liked him and would vote him in.
Sure. It is very hard to know that because it's a one-party system, and it is also...
Read about it, Sam.
I will.
It.
And we'll talk about this.
Do your research, Sam.
Talk about this next, but you also said in the first 30 years he wasn't...
And then the last 3 years were a bit... Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, everyone go research what happened in those last 3 years. See if you can spot the secret trend.
Anything else? So that wraps up.
I think that's good.
Politibabble for this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Join us next week for some more kind of news bits, items, and our breaking down, of course.
Yes. Hugs and kisses.
Bye.
You've been Politibabble. I forgot.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Did it get in?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's still going. Oh,
yeah,
sorry, everyone.
The track's rolling.
Cool. Nice one.